Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
All right. Let's bring in one of my favorite guys. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. Nate Stupar, 34? Who's your number?
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. So far, so good. His dad was 72.
Yeah,
dad was 72. Played defensive tackle on the 79 Liberty Bowl team.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had to pull out that clicking wheel to watch it.
Oh, that was cruel. That was cruel. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We always talk about patience. Patience has been a virtue your entire career. You were patient here at Penn State because you were behind Michael Motti. You were patient as patient could be in the NFL and eventually became a starter through your eight-year career. Where did that patience come from, Nate?
Oh, I mean, it was definitely a trying time, man. I mean, the Lord was definitely working in me, and it was just a day-by-day kind of thing where I knew I had the skill set, and I was just I knew my opportunity would come. I never knew when. And in hindsight, looking back, I mean, the college realm, my career there was just kind of preparing me for my NFL career.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I lasted so long, 8 years in the NFL, is because, like, I wasn't doing anything different. You know what I mean? I was just waiting, as I was used to, grinding it out.
Yep.
When my name was called, I was prepared for it, you know, and that's what I was doing my whole college career. So when the NFL came around, it was nothing new to me. It wasn't, I knew I took one day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time. And I look back on it, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm on year eight and now I'm retired. And so like, I got a day job now because playing 8 years doesn't let you retire, especially as a special teams guy. So
yeah,
you got to do something with your time. And yeah, man, I don't know where it came from. Definitely need it every day with my four little girls that are running around.
Yeah. I understand that because at one point I had five of them running around. Your dad was patient too. I mean, your dad kind of like he kept working, because he and I were here together at the same time. And then he finally got his opportunity to start, and he made the most of it. He played really well. Jack Ham and I would watch you in practice, and this is how deep Penn State was at the time. And every time we'd walk out, you know, we'd talk about different guys, but we always said, Nate can play. Right? Did frustration ever set in? Because, I mean, look, it was a different time. You'd have to sit out a year. Your Uncle Jeff, and for those who don't realize, the Hostetlers, you know, that'd be his Uncle Trent. But there's only one quarterback. What kept you? What kept you here and not transferring?
I mean, to be honest, I tried to transfer my senior year.
Did you?
Because I remember, not many people know this, but going to camp. I mean, spring ball, like it was me, Mike Motti, and Gerald Hodges, and anyone know from hindsight, obviously, looking back at it, like, wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As a starting linebacker corps, because we all played in the NFL for at least 5 years.
Right.
So. And so I remember just going in, I pulled my hamstring in spring ball and stuff like that. And
yep.
But then all of a sudden we walk, like we pack, we go into the dorm rooms or where we were living for camp, and we go into the first meeting linebacker room, and I got moved under Mike Motti again, and they moved Glenn Carson up. And
I
forget what year. Was he a freshman or a sophomore? I can't remember. They moved him to Mike, and my heart just sank. I'm like, are you kidding me? Again?
Yeah.
And I remember going back to my dorm room, laying on my bed, and just weeping. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was just so flustered and so distraught. Okay. And I remember just talking to my dad and parents. I'm like, get me out of here. And I tried to transfer to West Virginia because that's where my uncle played. So I had connections there. I tried to go to Cal UPA to go play with my little brother. He was a fullback there, and kind of like grind it out from a lower seed and try and go up as some people do. and it just nothing fell through. You know what I mean? And I stuck it out. I felt like I had one of my best camps ever that year.
You did.
And I'm like, it's my fifth year. Like, I'm balling, like barely making mistakes. Like, it was unbelievable. And I remember going to like the breakfast at Joe Paterno's house, and all the seniors were there, and Joe probably even brought up, I don't even know who's going to start, Nate or Monty. So like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, Nate, I'm like, I have a chance at this. I'm like, finally. And first game rolls around, nope. Second game rolls around, nope. Third games roll around, nope. And it was those, like, and Mike was playing well. I'm not going to take anything.
Mike was playing really
well. He was playing really well. We were down against Indiana. He jumped the 7 route, intercepted. We came back, won the game. He was my hero. Good, you know what I mean? Good for Hamlin. And I was getting like spurts of plays. So I'd come in for like 4 or 8 plays a game. You know what I mean? Not much. And but like, I had 4 plays against Alabama at home that one year, and I made 4 plays.
Yeah.
And I remember Joe Pa coming up to me like, "Hey, we gotta get you on the field more." And I'm like, "Yeah,
you think so?"
And at the same time, I was begging to be on special teams, and they weren't even playing me on special teams. And it was tough because I was a special teams ace. That's how I made my name, and I love special teams just because I have a passion for it, and because I was never too good for it. And they weren't even putting me on there, so I was just standing on the sideline, and I was just really, really, really upset. And it came to a moment where after that Indiana game, we were prepping for, I forget, Central Michigan or I forget who it was. And right before that game, we're on a Wednesday practice, and I threw my gloves on the ground and I said, I'm done. I quit. And I went back to my locker, texted my dad, and I go, "Hey, look, I'm done. Like, I'm done with this. I want to marry my girlfriend, Marissa, who's now my wife. I'm like, I want to move on. Like, I'm done with this." And my dad was like, "Don't do anything rash. Come home. We'll talk about it."
Mm-hmm.
And so I do that. I go home. We sit on the porch and we're just bawling. We're praying. And because I only live 3 minutes away from there, 3 miles, my parents do.
Right.
And my dad said, "I don't know what the Lord has in store, but he has a purpose and we just can't see it yet." And he's like, "You never quit a thing in your life. Why start now?" And so I went back. When I found my gloves on the field, I picked them up because I needed them for practice.
and yes, what happens is they actually do stay out there.
He went through practice, and the next game came around, and still nothing the first half, man. And my dad's on the sidelines. I went over to him, and he's just like, "Man, this sucks." I'm like, "Yeah, it does." Then I started looking at Motti in the third quarter. He went to go make an open field tackle in the B gap, and he just tore his ACL again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?
Was this a Temple game?"
No, it wasn't Temple. It was like Central Michigan.
Okay.
Or something.
All right.
It was like a green team with an E on their helmet.
Right.
That's all I can
Eastern
remember.
Michigan.
Eastern Michigan. And so I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" And me and Mike locked eyes. I'm like, "Just stay down." Because I didn't know. I was just like, I didn't know what happened at the time. And he goes down, and I felt so bad. Because you never, like, you want your opportunity, but you never want it to be because someone just got hurt. You know what I mean?
And you guys in that room are tight to begin with anyway.
You know, yeah, it's different in college.
Yeah.
You're all fighting against the
sure.
It's a position battle and stuff. NFL is a little bit different. It's more buddy-buddy in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. The NFL's all business.
Yeah, because, you know, it all comes down to money and who likes who and who gets paid more. That's a completely different discussion. But
yeah.
He went down, and I go in, my first play of sack. I go and start the rest of the 9 games. I go get invited to the NFL Combine, go get drafted, and obviously my NFL career is completely a different story. But, man, like, from going to quitting one day to going to start and just because I never should have played in the NFL at all. Because if it wasn't for my dad and my mom being there in the most crucial time, and my wife girlfriend at the time, Marissa, like, I never would have been where I'm at today. And I thank God that I had the people in my corner to be there for me.
Yeah, because you get to the end. I do have to, you know, all that special teams, and there were also, you were on some practice teams. along the way, but you kept your career alive. And at some one point, the Giants, you started. But just what was that like, where you just like looked around and go, I'm starting in the National Football League?
Yeah, my first starting game, it was funny because you mentioned the Giants. I finished there, but my first actual start in a game was with the Falcons, and I started at SAM, which I never got any reps at during
ever.
Camp. Ever. And so, I played D-end in high school, so it was natural for me. I loved the SAM position when I was with the Falcons. And I remember my linebacker coach, it was like Wednesday practice, the meeting, like we finished the meeting and we're breaking and going out to practice. He goes, hey, Nate. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, you're starting at SAM this week. I turn around and I'm like, what? He goes, you got a problem with that? I'm like, no. I go and open my playbook, start trying to learn the SAM position. I'm a very smart guy, so I knew the whole entire defense already.
Right.
Just the calls that you have to make when shifts happen and the adjustments you have to make, you never practice them. I only did for a couple of times. So I remember going out there for the first practice, and they're like, Stu Barr, you're supposed to know what's going on. I go, Chris Smith. I'm like, hey, look, give me a day. And after that, I was golden, man. And I had like 7 tackles at SAM. Like, I had a really good game. My whole family came and whatnot.
That's
and
awesome.
That happened a couple times throughout the year where I started at SAM. I actually started at Mike and I started at Will all throughout that whole year. And I remember I was playing at Mike and Will for so I was playing at SAM for so long. I was there for like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we need you at Mike. I'm like, okay. And the first practice on the Wednesday practice, it was like the worst practice I ever had. And they're like, dude, are you okay? I'm like, look, give me a day. I go, I was on the ball for 6 weeks.
Right.
Now I'm behind the ball. I go, I just need my eyes to adjust. And then I go ball out for the next game. And I'm just like, calm down. I know myself and just give me some time. So a lot of interesting times, but yeah, it was fun starting and especially at home, near home in New York. So,
So what are you doing today?
What am I doing today?
Yeah. Because you referenced earlier, it's kind of helped set you up for today. So,
yeah, right. I work for RH Marcon, which is a commercial roofing company here in State College.
Yep.
And I'm the vice president of business development and maintenance. So I am the vice president of maintenance. I oversee that, run it, manage it, and make sure it's running smoothly. And I also do a lot of the sales and stuff like that with like re-roofs and the roof maintenance that we
That's
do
awesome.
On roofs and the service work. And right now I'm mobile, but it was a rainy day. So I'm just working from home today and just looking out the window right now. I see Mount Nittany. I see Tussie on the side of the mountain and talking to you guys, man, right now.
Yeah. It's amazing how life works out, isn't it?
Right? Back at home, both sets of parents here and my best friend, my brother, Robbie. He lives a mile down the road from me, too. He just built. So, enjoying it, man. I mean, Marcon's a great company, family-oriented. And they love their employees and take care of them.
Yep,
so.
Know the owner. Yep, know the owner. That's what happens. We've all been here for such a long time. Everybody knows everybody. Hey,
I know, right?
Great having you on the show. All right, we'll get
no
you
problem.
Back on because I mean, I feel like we only scratched the surface because there's some great stories there.
I'm an open book, man. I'm an open book. I got nothing to prove anymore from football, so I can let those stories roll.
See, that's the difference.
No one can fire me now.
I feel like I've got something to prove every day because I still can be fired. All right.
Yeah, right?
Nate,
you got a good voice, though. You got a good voice. Decent.
All right. I'm hanging in there with it.
Right.
Hey, Nate, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
No, appreciate you. Thanks for having me on. Take care.